how they actually do this. Because it isn't like sitting down and just, you know, talking like we're talking here. So we'll find out what it's all about, and then when you hear what's going on with what they have to say, is pretty amazing. And I guess I have sort of spaced it, but let's open the phone lines and give away the first copy of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. Local number 425-373-5527. If you're outside our local calling range, long distance is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Give us a call, and Sandy will pick a random caller to win the first copy of Mary's book. Stay with us. Animal World continues until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with Animal World's tips for summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a cocoa mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration or heat stroke takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans. They can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope, what you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. So the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And if you like the show today, want to listen to it again, or want to share it with others, sometime by today or tomorrow, we will have the show archived on the Animal World website as well, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the link on the homepage that says Audio Archives, and you will be able to listen to the show or send it to anybody you want. My guest today is Mary Getten, gifted animal communicator, and we are just starting the story of her book, Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. We have a couple more copies to give away. We'll give away another copy of the book this hour and in the next hour, so stay tuned to that. I'll tell you when the prize closet is open. So, Mary, we were just talking about how you got started with this project, that you teamed up with another animal communicator, Rafaela Pope. Right. You were up here living in the San Juans, and you were doing the whale-watching tours.
Right.
And she was in Berkeley, California.
She was in Berkeley. And
so what made you, what got you interested in doing something like this?
Well, you know, when I first started doing the wildlife trips, I wanted to learn as much about the orcas as I could, but there really wasn't that much information out there. Mm-hmm. You know, whales are only at the surface about 5% of the time, and so scientists have made assumptions based on what they see and observe of a whale's life, which is very small. Mm-hmm. And these whales are not here all the time. They're around mostly during the summer months, but no one knew where they went in the winter, what they're up to.
Well, it's true. We don't have like a remote controlled TV cameras under the ocean all over the place.
So when I started working with animal communication, I realized that this was an opportunity to use to find out about these whales.
Okay, and what time frame was this when you started this?
This was in the mid-90s.
Okay, and when did we really start keeping track of the pods of orcas?
You know, the studies started with them in the 70s.
In the 70s,
because this
okay.
was the area where they captured whales.
Right, that's where the first whales were captured, right. Namu and...
Right, but all of the whales, the original whales that went to aquariums came from this area. It was an easy place to catch them. They knew where they were. And in about a 10-year period, they removed a third of our local population.
Oh,
and
wow.
Still, we've never gotten back to those numbers.
Yeah, it's never been quite the same.
It hasn't. And, you know, they did find that in captivity, these whales didn't live nearly as long as they do in the wild. And of all those whales that were captured, there's only one still alive today, and that's Lolita.
Right, and we are going to, eventually we're going to talk about Lolita and Keiko and mm-hmm. and Luna and Springer and all the whales that we kind of, the general public has gotten yeah. to know over the years. So we're back, what, in the 1990s, and you're starting,
right.
You're doing the whale watching tours, but you want to know more about whales.
I want to know more about whales, and I also had always wanted to be a research biologist sitting out in the jungle with Jane Goodall, and never was able to satisfy that. And I realized this was a way I could do research without getting grants or a degree or any equipment. All I had to do was sit on the shore and develop a relationship with some whales and talk to them.
Okay.
I brought Rafaela in because as a naturalist, there were a lot of things that I knew scientifically, and I wanted to work with somebody who didn't know anything about whales so that the information we were getting would be absolutely pure and untainted. So if there was a subject that I knew a lot about, I would interview and she would connect with the whale. So we would trade off.
Well, it kind of, yeah, and I want to talk about what that process is all about in terms of how you guys did the communication. And because I found it very interesting in the way that the two of you work together. But sometimes when you're receiving communication, you know, from animals in this way, isn't it true? I mean, the way it comes, the information comes in sometimes is very subtle.
Correct.
And I, because I can relate to you as saying that, well, you know, I know a lot about orcas, and sometimes you can think that you're making up the information.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, and so you brought her in
right.
to kind of be a balance for that. She doesn't know,
anything about whales
right.
and their behavior or all of that stuff. And so she would be able then to confirm.
Right. She didn't have to get past her own filter and her own information.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And then we will continue with the truth according to whales. How about that? The whales perspective. Mary Genton is my guest. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out how to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing. Like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problem in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There is a Missing Link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well, like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors on traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mary Genton, animal communicator, is my guest. She is the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and we were just talking about how she got this whole project started, and we're back in 1990, right? And you've hooked up with another communicator, Rafaela Pope, and lives in Berkeley, and you're living in the San Juan Islands. You're going to start this communication process. I'd like you to explain to us kind of how you communicate, because it seems to me that different communicators communicate differently and sometimes on different levels. And like, we have some that do the show regularly, especially like Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive. I mean, she comes up, but she, you know, she doesn't go into an altered state or whatever. It's just very on the surface and right here, and she can tune in and boom, boom, boom. But it's different than the process that you and Rafaela did. So can you kind of describe that?
Yeah, it was different. You know, when I communicate on the phone with clients, I wouldn't say I'm in an altered state.
Okay.
I get very quiet. I connect mentally with the animal, and I basically have a three-way conversation with the person and their animal.
Okay.
But when we were working with the whales, it's like the whale consciousness is, I would say, at such a deep level that when you connect in, it's very hard to kind of keep that surface consciousness to look at notes and see what your questions were. That was one of the things I was having trouble with, because when I connect with a whale, it would take you far away, much further than a dog or a cat.
Yeah, that's what I kind of didn't, because you would have one of you would like lay down and relax and what you're saying is connect on that level with the whale.
With the whale.
And then you have the other one, what, sitting, you know.
We'd be just sitting across. We would sit across from each other, and so one of us would be connected with the whales, and the other one would be the interviewer. So, you know, if Raffaella was connected with Granny, I would be asking the questions because we would have a topic that we decided to work on.
Okay, so getting real practical. Okay, so we got Raffaella's, you know, relaxed and is deep and connected with the whale. And then you say you would ask the questions. So, like, you would just ask them out loud in English?
Yes, I would. Okay. I would. It was like we were having an interview like this.
Okay.
Except that Raffaella was connected to Granny or Ruffles.
So you would just speak out loud and say, like, okay, Granny, what do you like for breakfast?
Yes.
And would Raffaella have to repeat that question then? Or
no.
Did they just
automatically.
She would just bring through the answer? Is
right.
that kind of.
And so sometimes it would be. Sometimes she would be speaking directly for Granny, and then sometimes she would be speaking as herself, saying, okay, I'm seeing a picture of this or something like that. And what we did was we tape recorded the entire thing.
Okay.
So I spent, I don't know how long, you know, transcribing all these tapes and editing them down and then, you know, putting them into a logical order for the book.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was very important to me that we get it all exactly how it happened and word for word, so that it wasn't a synopsis.
And then did you always, I think, worked in together in person on these, so sometimes she would come up here and work with you up here in the San Juans, and sometimes you would go down to Berkeley.
And it was, you know, there was this magical energy that was created when we were together with the whales. And we tried doing some on the phone, and it just didn't take us to that depth. And a lot of times when the two of us were working together, even the interviewer would be getting information or seeing pictures. I mean, it was like so electric when we were connected with the whales that a lot of times we'd both be getting the same thing at the same time.
Okay.
So
I mean, you tapped into some really profound information with these whales. And so where did you, when you first started, there are three different pods.
Correct.
In our area.
In our southern resident community.
And you seem to be particularly interested in the J-pod.
Yeah.
And you talk about Granny. Tell us about Granny.
Granny is just, she's just an amazing whale. Scientists think she was born in 1911. And so she's 98 this year.
Yeah.
And
what's the lifespan of a whale?
Average lifespan for a female in this area is around 60.
Oh, so
and for males is only around 30.
Really?
Yeah.
So if she's 90 something.
She's almost 100.
Almost 100 years old. That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
Okay.
And there was one other whale, the leader of K-Pod, Lummy, who they figured was a year older than her, and she passed last year.
Oh.
So That's left Granny the oldest whale in this whole community. So she has seen it all in this area.
So that's why you picked her to communicate with?
Yeah.
You just had an affinity with her?
I did. You know, from the very beginning, I had met her one time when I was working out at the Lime Kiln Lighthouse on San Juan Island, where she swam up and just, you know, did a spy hop and looked straight at me.
What is that, a spy hop? That they come straight out of the water?
Right,
and
but just slowly.
Around.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just slowly rose up right in front of me when I was sitting on the rocks.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Wow, how cool
and
is that?
And I was
that?
Like, who is that? And I got a look at her saddle patch, which is how you identify whales, and I went in and found out who she was. And so that kind of started.
And they all have numbers and names,
numbers
right?
Numbers and names,
and you,
yes.
You identify, sometimes, is it the dorsal fin that comes up? sometimes has marks on or something, and then the saddle would be what that white area,
whitish area
that's
right
on the top of them, and that's different for every whale.
It
huh?
is different. Okay. I mean, some of them look very much alike, but you can identify individuals when you get to know
okay.
them. And Granny actually has a little dent in the back of her dorsal fin, which looks to me yeah. almost like a rope burn.
Oh,
you know, which
oh.
could have happened during the capture years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's yeah. got this little smooth dip cut out of the back of her
fin. So what did you talk to these whales? What did you talk to Granny about?
Oh, gosh, we asked them about everything we could think of, you know, mm-hmm. their family life, their social structure, food, sex, communication, their concept of God and spirituality. Just, you know, everything we could possibly think of. And I'm sure that was our limitation, was what we could think of.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I knew there were probably tons of subjects that they could speak to that we
uh-huh.
just didn't know what to ask.
Well, for example, you did... Now, and we have to keep in mind that this communication went on quite some time ago, and we're talking about
mm-hmm.
the initial communication.
It was like 96.
Yeah, in the mid-90s. You did a lot of questioning about the whale strandings and beaching of so what did you learn about that?
Well, there's lots of different reasons that the whales beach. Often, when there are these social whales, like the toothed whale families, like pilot whales and sperm whales, generally, the beachings are a result of one of the elders or one of the leaders of those groups becoming ill and not being able to swim anymore, so they just go ashore and everybody goes with. So it's kind of like your wasp story. They all go together. But, you know, it can be toxins in the environment. It can be brain infections. It can be parasites. Sometimes there are magnetic disturbances. Some of these whales travel, migrate following magnetic lines, and when there are disturbances in the earth, then they become convinced that that's the way to go, even though it's dry land.
Well, it was fascinating because Granny was sharing, and most of the time you talk to Granny, but then you did talk to some of the other
yeah.
whales as well.
We spoke to Ruffles. Ruffles, who is her son,
yeah.
and he is the oldest male living.
And he's still around.
He's still around. He's 57 this year.
Wow.
And I heard he's still mating. Somebody saw him the other day out
huh?
there having a party. So
well, now that was a real interesting discussion when you went into whale sex and all of that. It is fascinating what the whales had to say, but Granny especially, that they seem to be so much more in tune. They know their spirit first and
yes.
physical body second. And it's amazing. It's a kind of like, I don't know whether it's the collective consciousness or what, but you could ask Granny about stuff that's happening all over the planet.
Yes.
And she would know.
Yes.
And she would know what's happening with other whales and around. And she would say things like, well, she either knew them or the stories were told between the whales. Like the one that's coming to mind, was it a gray whale that went up in San Francisco or down
the humpback?
Humpback is Humphrey that would keep
yeah.
coming into the bay and going
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah.
Because Granny was able to tell you what was going on.
Right. She knew about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a famous whale. He got himself stuck in the Bay Area twice.
Right.
He went almost to Sacramento, and then the second time, many years later, he beached himself at Candlestick Park, and I happened to be there, or end up there for 2 days with him at the time when I was working at the Marine Mammal Center. But Granny said he was just an adventurer. He was just, you know, a different whale. He wanted to go and inspect things. He was curious. She said he wasn't sick.
Yeah, and so just see that
he
was an adventurous spirit. He was a whale that would go off on his own to check stuff out.
Right.
And he said he just wanted to swim up the river to look at stuff.
See what was there.
See what was there. Yeah, and it was like there wasn't anything bad or wrong.
No.
Or that was just him.
Yeah.
And he was an explorer whale.
He was.
And that it's just amazing that they, the individual
yes.
motivations and so forth. Now, I was fascinated, once again, by the profoundness of their knowledge and their connectedness to life and consciousness and knowing. And it was amazing that they were able to tell you they actually... I mean, it's amazing how intelligent and what great communicators there are. And I actually was chuckling because you talked about them telling you that they'd come up under ships and they eavesdrop on what the humans are saying. Yeah. And that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That actually was one of the most surprising things to me when we started doing this work was that how much the whales knew about us.
Yeah.
And it was like, how do they know all this information? And she said they did. They heard, they would hear people speaking in boats. They also would get radio broadcasts in the water. Somehow they come through, you know, electrical lines or something that are going into the sea. But the thing that was so funny to me was that she said, you know, the people come out on the whale watch boats. And, you know, the first thing, we're all sending them love, and we're so excited. And then, of course, most of the time people are asking them to jump out of the water because we want to be able to see them. But then, you know, within about 5 minutes, we start thinking about other things.
Uh-huh.
And she said, your span of attention is so small. I just can't believe it, you know. And so we're feeling this love. We're tuning into this person. And then the next thing you know, they're showing us, you know, a plate of food because they're thinking about what they're going to do. So they were getting all this information about our world through connecting with us that way.
It's amazing that because they can actually eavesdrop on what humans are saying and all of that. And there's so much to talk about what you've written. I think that we will, unfortunately, need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors here at the moment, but then we'll come back and continue. And I want to get into... some more of the outside of the square and more of the profound stuff that Granny had to say and talk about those whales that have been captured and their service to humanity and that sort of thing and what Granny had to say about all of that. So stay with us. Animal World continues. More with the whales and Mary Gettin right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin on August 1st. Now's the time to enroll in the Distant Learning Program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're in the middle of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can listen to the archived versions of the show at www.marthanorwalk.com. Mary Gettin is my guest, gifted animal communicator. She's the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. We're talking about that right now. And, Mary, you did, in your communications, you and Rafaela with Granny, you did go back and talk about the humans hunting whales originally, and Granny talked about them volunteering to give their bodies to humans. Tell us what you learned about all of that.
Yeah, some of the whales. Well, the whales didn't, I wouldn't say volunteer to be captured.
Mm-hmm.
During the capture years, they would go in and they would encircle a whole pod.
Well, I was talking about the years of whaling before that.
Oh, whaling.
Whaling. Okay. Because there was, I think Rafaela was speaking with the communication, mm-hmm. that they were called by the people to help them with a donation of their meat, blubber, and bones.
That was more
This was
aboriginal.
A religious time, and other whales sometimes accompanied the whale that was donating her body.
Right.
So they responded, you know, to that plea. The asking, and they would actually, that's what I meant by volunteering,
yes.
to give their bodies
and that
for
would
the
be
meat.
Like with Aboriginal peoples, when they needed, it's kind of like your bee story again,
mm-hmm.
where they would do a lot of ceremony and ritual and ask for a whale that would offer itself. And she said they did actually do that. Whales would do that. That had nothing to do with our big whaling.
Right.
So during those times, that was a whole different thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then at some point, she explained that sometimes whales would choose to donate their lifetime, mm-hmm. or to a higher cause, or, you know, to mm-hmm. humans, and sometimes they wouldn't, and a lot of it depended on the individual consciousness.
I think that's true. Yeah, it's like what I find with any animal. You know, dogs are not all one way. There are highly spiritual dogs, and there are dogs that just want more treats. And it's the same when you get to whales.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
of them are very focused on consciousness, raising human consciousness. Others are just living their whale life. They don't have anything to do with people. So you'll find the spectrum of consciousness within any species, just like you do with humans.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was interesting that that Granny seemed to be, you know, the incredible wise matriarch and a very old soul, but she had an incredible wisdom,
yes.
to share. But she would talk about that several times, mentioned, well, it's only one lifetime.
Right. Yeah. Actually, she mentioned one day that she'd had something like 360 lives as a whale.
Wow.
And I was just, what? I couldn't believe she had said that. And she said, yeah, you know, so some of these whales, like some of the captives, it's just one life. You know, it isn't that much to sacrifice. And so they look at life from a broader perspective, from more that spiritual perspective of, you know, we're all part of oneness and we're here to do something. She actually, I had asked her about enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, we're there. That's where we live. We're in that sort of consciousness all the time. So she finds it quite amusing, actually, that people are running around trying to attain a particular spiritual level, because that is just where the whales hang out.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of humbling.
It is.
When you realize that they are so really so much more advanced spiritually than we humans.
Absolutely. And, you know, in my years of working with them, I spent 10 years on the water with the orcas. I've done humpback trips. I've spent 5 years leading trips down in Baja with the gray whales.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what I have found is that being in the presence of whales, you automatically start falling into a higher vibration or a higher state of consciousness. And so I just believe the more time you spend with those guys, the better it is for us spiritually.
Yeah. And talking about the captive whales, you know, we tend to make a blanket judgment that it's all a negative situation. But yet Granny it is helping us understand that, that some of them, it is only one lifetime, and some of them do cooperate on that level.
Some of those captive whales, when they were captured, they made a choice to live or not to live.
It seems that they have that ability. Like, we can't just say, okay, I've had enough of this, I want to die, and we can consciously leave our bodies. But apparently whales can, huh?
I've seen whales do it, actually. When I was working in wildlife rehab, I was with an infant beaked whale that had beached, two of them had beached in San Francisco, and one had died. And I was on shift that night with this second beaked whale, and I watched it actually commit suicide.
Really?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And it just, I was there counting respirations and recording it, and there was two other people with me. And this whale just started swimming as fast as it could. It held its breath, and it swam in circles. The water was flying out of the tank. It just held its breath and swam until its energy was gone, and then it just barrel rolled down to the bottom, and that was it.
Mm.
And it was just, I mean, it was really amazing to be there and see it happen. And and other whales after that in rehab, the stories came back to me that they did the same thing. So
yeah, so those would probably be individuals that obviously chose just, not to stay.
That's right.
And do this life. And there was actually one conversation that you had with Granny. There was something going on with another one of the whales. And that you were hopeful that maybe when she died, that she would arrange to die someplace where the scientists could get the body to figure it out.
That was Granny's daughter, actually.
Yeah, so remind me.
She was dying, and she was in her 60s, and they could tell she was traveling slow. She was very thin. The scientists were following her, the researchers. And it's always really hard to get a whale body to study. Because usually they die out at sea and they sink and they get eaten pretty quickly by sea critters. And so it would be really helpful to get a body of the local population to know what the toxin levels were and all that kind of stuff. And so when she was sick and dying, we talked to her and we asked Granny to also talk to her about her, you know, just coming ashore near Vancouver, Seattle,
right.
You know, somewhere where we could get the body. And she just wasn't interested. She just had never been interested in people. And she was like, no, that's my business, you know.
Well, it was amazing, though, because Granny said something along the lines of, like, you know, I have established relationship with you. I have a connection to humans. Right. So I would do that.
Yeah, she said she probably
would. Well, we'll talk to her. But it's essentially saying what we know spiritually, it's a free will choice zone.
Yes.
And there isn't a right or a wrong. It's individual choice. And Granny said, I don't know what she will decide, but she doesn't have the same connection with humans that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually that whale did die, and she didn't do it someplace where you could find her. And you asked Granny about that later.
Yeah, and we did talk to her, too, after she had left her body, and she just said, you know, I'm just not interested. That's not me. Talk to my mom.
Yeah, so, but you did, in the course of this, I think you did discover that there is a special whale graveyard.
Yes, she did say that there were certain places that whales went to die, but then she really didn't want that information out about where it was, and she got very quiet and wouldn't say much.
But you described there was something. I think you described it, and there's under
it like a shelf,
or something.
But where they
there's a special place out there somewhere.
I know, and that would be fascinating to find. But it's also, I think, it's their special place.
And and obviously she didn't want to volunteer.
No, she did not.
And then there were more discussions too that you had, and I'm not sure if it was with Granny. I think it might have been with some dolphins that you were talking about, and I think it had to do with extinctions. And as I seem to remember in the book, that it kind of really blew you away and shook you up at the moment when you got this communication.
Yeah, she said that there were a lot of species that were going to be leaving, but that there are also new ones coming in, and things we couldn't even imagine that would be showing up on the planet. And at the time, we had been seeing a new porpoise in the San Juan Islands. It's actually a hybrid between a harbor and a doll's porpoise, which is very unusual to have a new species appear but that was happening up there at the time. And so,
yeah, I know one of the things that Spirit has told me, that one of the things that I need to start helping people understand is that when a species goes extinct, it isn't the bad thing that we think it is. Now, yes, on a human level, we may have screwed up and messed up the habitat and all of that, so it's no longer appropriate or comfortable for them to live here, but it isn't like they go extinct and don't exist anymore. You know, the spirit is eternal, and that they're just, they go to it another place. And wasn't there, you were communicating or something, and didn't you see, like, the porpoises, like, swimming through the galaxy and the universe, and isn't that's what I'm thinking, that really kind of shook you
up. I don't like to see those kinds of things. I'm way too grounded for that. But yes, I have seen those images.
That they really are going to a different dimension or a different space, and they will exist someplace else, and they're better off for it.
Right.
We need to learn the lesson. If we want them to stay here, we have to quit trashing the planet and the habitat and all of that.
We do. And, you know, that was one thing that a lot of people were concerned about, you know, wanting me to ask the whales about, you know, are we destroying the Earth?
Yeah,
and, you know, Granny said, you know, you're definitely having a serious impact here. And she said, but, you know, kind of like, get over yourselves. You're not going to ruin the Earth. Even if you guys all die, the Earth is going to live.
Exactly. You know, you screw up real bad, you know, it'll be another whatever, and you guys will just get wiped out.
Right.
Because the Earth has a consciousness of her own.
She has her own consciousness, and she will survive, and she will heal herself.
We may not, but Mother Earth will.
Exactly. So she said, don't worry about, you know, killing the Earth. You can't do that. You're not that powerful.
Yeah. I was imagining she kind of got after us a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the biggest things that she used to talk about was limiting human numbers. The very first question, when I first time I asked her, I said, is there something you'd like to ask us? She said, what are you doing to limit your numbers? I mean, that was it. And that theme came up over and over again, that human overpopulation is one of the biggest problems for the whole planet, but definitely for the sea.
Yeah. And speaking of procreating, because they seem to be so in tune with that, that they can choose whether they're going to get pregnant or not and all of that. And anyway, we'll need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then the next segment, we've got to do current events and our pet of the week. So we will take this up. We've got a whole nother hour to go. But wait till you hear about whale sex and how a lot of this work. It's really quite fascinating, and it really makes you realize how hung up we humans are. But man, did you get an education?
It was fun.
And you know, and I believe we have the same ability too. If we were in tune enough, we could decide when we ovulate and all of that kind of stuff, and if we get pregnant or not. We just don't get it on the level that they do. It's not that we can't. We just don't understand that yet. So we'll talk whale sex here as we get into the discussion again. So stay with us. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors and be back with current events and Pet of the Week, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality, all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Feliday all-natural pet foods. Go to www.candidate.com for more information.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to.
Hello.
Oh, Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what is put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, we're refreshing, all right. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here until noon, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're taking a break from the whales, and which we will take up again in a little moments. But right now, it is time for current events. Okay, speaking of entertainment, on the current events list, the fourth annual wine tasting and auction fundraiser for Meow is coming up Saturday, July 25th. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. at North Bellevue Community Center. Details at www.meowcatrescue.org. And keep in mind, if you're driving or doing something and you can't write down details, all of this stuff is posted on the Animal World website at www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. Let's see, you can still take advantage of the feral cat spay and neuter special for July. They spay the mom cat for $25 and spay and neuter the kittens for $10 each. feralcatproject.org or 425-673-2287. Let's see. Remember, Rescue Pup has opened a new thrift store, Pet Pleasers, on the Bothell Everett Highway. It is on the corner of 180th behind 7-Eleven, and all proceeds go to benefit the animals who have special needs. Let's see. Ginger's Pet Rescue 4th Annual Garage Sale will be July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd. And that will be in the Northgate area at Mary and Fran Roberts, 9116 First Avenue Northeast. And I understand they're even having pony rides this year. So you can check it out at www.gingerspetrescue.com. Northwest School of Animal Massage is having an animal reflexology class on August 8th and 9th with Jackie Seegers, author of Reflexology for Cats. It's 9 to 4 both days at the Northwest School of Animal Massage, their campus in Redmond. And for more information, you can call the Seattle Reflexology and Massage Center, 206-284-8389. King County Animal Care and Control is cutting the cost of cat adoption. If you're a King County resident, you can adopt any cat 1 year or older for the cost of a license, which is only $30, and that includes microchip, vaccines, spay or neuter. All right, big benefit for Equine Rescue Association. It's a benefit ride on July 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tree Farm in Arlington. It's a family fun prize ride. Spend the day riding to save horses. It's $25 donation per rider, which includes a poker hand, and the poker hands are $5, five for $20 or one for $5. There's a $2 saddle raffle. There will be a Dr. Velmore Memorial Jar Fund. Children 10 and under ride for free. No dogs, please, but they will be serving hot dogs, hamburgers, and soda. For more information, call Equine Rescue Association, 360-658-5954. And then the last thing on the current events calendar, and I apologize, I keep forgetting to put myself on current events. It's been a long time since I've done any speaking, and I'm starting to do that again. I will be making a rare speaking engagement at Stargazers in Bellevue on Northrop Way. I will be there next Friday evening, July 24th, from 7 to 8:30. It's only $5. And we're going to do a quick little class on how to talk to to your animal friends and the human-to-animal transference. That's kind of my thing, helping you understand how animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behavior, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional issues. So find out how you can help your animal friends solve some of their behavior problems and their healing issues by taking care of yourself. So that is next Friday evening at Stargazers in Bellevue from 7 to 8:30. More information, call Stargazer at 425-885-7289. That's 425-885-7289. Next week, it's the last Sunday of the month, which is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So I hope you'll join us for that. And before we go on to Pet of the Week here, let me just tell you that phones are open again, and we will give away our second copy. You'll be so blessed to have this book. It's a fabulous, fabulous book, and it's a great read. Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective by Mary Gettin. Pick up your phones, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance, 888-298-5569. That's toll-free, long distance, 888-298-5569. For a book. All right, that leaves us with one more thing to do, and that would be our Pet of the Week.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter? The one with the take me home eyes. If you give him love and attention, he will be your best friend for life.
All right. And joining us, as usual, interim manager of King County Animal Care and Control, Nancy McKinney, is here. Good morning, Nance.
Good morning.
Are you surviving this hot weather?
Oh, well, got the fans on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I've been melting.
Yes. Yeah, the cats are pretty mellow at the shelter this past few days.
Yeah, I bet. All right, before we get to our latest Pet of the Week, let's do a little catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to the back. Now, I've got little one, Kitty. Is she still around?
Still available at her shelter in Crossroads, which isn't open today, but she's still available Tuesday through Saturday up there.
Okay, so little one's still available at Crossroads. How about Senior?
Senior is still available.
Oh, we got to find Senior a home.
Cats, I tell you.
So, well, there's a couple of our cat friends that are still looking for homes. And then I've got Karina. This was last week, our little
German
short-haired pointer.
Mm-hmm. She's still available. In fact, one of our volunteers took her out to their company picnic the other day. So she had kind of a walk in the sand. She played with other dogs, was well-behaved. So she is a great dog for those who really want that type of breed of a dog.
Mm.
Again, German short hair pointer, and she's still available for adoption.
All right. And then I have delightful news. Nancy, I don't know if you've heard the conclusion of this or not.
No, I haven't.
But let's see. We featured on our Pet of the Week segment June 28th a mom and daughter team, Chiquita and Puppy. And these were elderly senior dogs. Kind of like, I think, what, maybe Labrador-Roddy mixes or something like that.
And had lived together all their life.
They lived together all their life, and hadn't their owner had died.
Right.
And so here these, and the family wouldn't deal with the dogs. So Puppy and Chiquita were brought to you, King County Animal Care and Control. We featured them as Pet of the Week. And then in the meantime, you guys transferred them to Paws.
Correct.
Because you thought there was a better chance of them getting adopted together. Well, right after you did that, one of our listeners called me and said he was trying to track them down. And bless his heart, Ron, if you're listening, he called me up and he said, I just want to thank you because I listen to your show and I think about people should step up to help these animals. And he said, when I heard about these two dogs and I started thinking about it and thinking somebody should step up and help them, he said, I realized I could step up and help them. So Nancy helped him track them down through Paws. And I'm delighted to say, first of all, Paws didn't really want to give them. They were thinking about Old Dog Haven and all this kind of stuff. And because because Ron had another dog and stuff that they weren't real encouraging. But he persisted because he really does know what he's doing. And he took his dogs out to meet them. And I'm delighted to tell you, Nancy, they are happy in their home. Chiquita and Puppy together with Ron.
I'm definitely going to share that good story with our staff, too, because that makes it all work when people are persistent, when they know they are able to take care of them and step up the plate, and our transfer program, we can connect people together.
So, folks, if you think about these animals and if all of a sudden you can't track them down, you can always call me, and me and Nancy will help you find them.
Exactly.
And we did, and Chiquita and Puppy are living happily ever after with our Animal World listener, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Mm-hmm. All right, so who's our new pet today?
Okay, well, you know, we just have so many great cats, as we've already talked about, that need homes, but we have a special feline today. Her name's Polly. And she is an older 9-year-old cat, domestic short hair, very short hair, that light gray coat with some white spots and a white blaze on her nose.
Yeah, she looks very cute.
And in February she came into us, but we diagnosed her with a problem with her thyroid and decided because